Welcome to the Transform Your Mind Radio Hour and Podcast, a show about transformation, mindset transformation. This is Life Coach Myrna Young, and in my book, Out of the Snares, A Story of Hope and Encouragement, I share my journey of being born in poverty in Guyana to have an abundance in America. And I did it by changing my mindset. Let's go do it. Each week, I bring you guests or one-on-one coaching sessions to help you change your mindset and transform your life. Welcome back to the Transform Your Mind to Transform Your Life radio, podcast, and television show. I'm your host, Life Coach Myrna Young. And sitting in the guest chair today is Natalie Holbrook. Natalie is an intuitive astrologer and spiritual coach. And today we are going to be speaking on the topic, finding your purpose and natural gifts through the timing of astrology. Welcome, Natalie.
Hello, so good to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And all right, so I'm a virgin in this on this topic. I'm not going to be able to give too much input on our conversation today because the only thing I know about astrology, and I kind of follow it to a certain point, is the birth signs, you know, as we will, you know, Natalie will talk, I'm a Taurus, and, you know, I think the Tauruses really all have a certain kind of quality about them, and it's usually right on point. So that's, you know, people talk about, oh, your husband is a Virgo and all Virgo men are the same kind of thing. But yeah, so today we're going to dive into the real astrology. We're going to be talking about, you know, where your sign sits and the time you were born and all the different things. So because Natalie is an expert. So stay tuned because this is going to be very interesting. Knowledge is always power. All right, so let me give you guys a little bit more information on Natalie. Natalie says it all came to her on a ritualistic beach walk in Los Angeles at a time where loneliness was encapsulating her human experience. As she listened to an astrology podcast explaining Pisces energy, she felt a jolt of resonance. She rushed home, found out how to pull her chart, and saw that her Jupiter, the planet of expansion, sat right there in Pisces in the eighth house. The energy of mysticism, transformation, death, and rebirth. It was in that moment that she remembered her fullest expression, her passion, her calling. It was all sitting there in the astrological chart. Natalie stands as her highest self by pairing astrology with Psyche, a method that bridges the subconscious and conscious minds to liberate individuals from their blockages to live in freedom, empowerment, and abundance. In addition to being an intuitive astrologer and spiritual coach, she's also the host of the Cosmic Earth podcast and the founder of the Cosmic Earth School of Astrology. All right, well, I hope that intro has piqued your interest. It certainly has piqued mine. So right off the bat, Natalie, I want to ask you a question. You said in your bio that after pulling your chart, you remembered your fullest expression, your calling. Can you expand on that? Because it sounds to me from reading it that you were just introduced to that. And yet you found your calling. So yes. What is it? You're a spiritual birth or something?
It was kind of like a spiritual rebirth, to be honest, because I went, you know, I heard this podcast and I heard this about the loneliness piece and loneliness. I had always had this experience of, even if I would be surrounded by friends. And I remember, I think I was even dating someone at the time, like from the outside on paper, you'd be like, this person's not lonely. And I didn't feel like I should, but there was something within me that was like, why do I always have this? And so then when I learned that, it was almost this validation of like, oh, this is actually just something I'm supposed to learn from my entire life. And that I don't have to actually attached to, oh, I'm lonely or oh, I'm sad because of it. But oh, I experience loneliness. And then because I experience it, I get to help other people who experience it, you know, and we can talk about it. It's kind of like, you know, if you have shame about something and you talk about it, it helps it to go away. But then when I also learned in my birth chart, a couple other things that were so critical for me, one of them was learning my moon sign. And we're going to talk all about your moon sign. We're going to talk about moon signs because we have the sun sign, which is our birthday. So like you said, you're a Taurus. I'm actually a Taurus too. So we definitely bond on that. Yes. I think there was a resonance when we met on video and we were like, hey, I see you.
Yeah.
And your moon though.
In 5 seconds.
Totally. Yeah. We totally connected. Yes. Yeah. And the moon is what you feel on the inside. It's your emotions. It's how you think. It's the kind of stress level that your body runs at as well. And I learned that mine is a Gemini moon, and Gemini is the spectrum of black and white, yin and yang. You kind of want to dabble in everything. Sometimes people will call it the jack of all trades, master of none, because you're like, oh, I want to do this now and this now and this now. And that my whole life was that, like, I wanted to study everything. And sometimes I was really extroverted and sometimes I was really introverted. And so that also really helped me to understand myself. And the final piece that was so crucial for me as well was to learn that I'm something called a Leo rising. So the rising sign is what your soul is ascending into in this lifetime. It's what we're really rising and learning how to be more like. And it's also what people see of us when they first meet us. And so when I learned that about Leo, that kind of gave me this feeling of like, oh, okay, because my whole life I wanted to somehow work in entertainment, whether that was film or directing or documentaries, or maybe even doing podcasts like this, you know, something where it was kind of like in the public. And so once I learned that, it helped to reassure me like, hey, you are here to do something with fun and performance and entertaining and being seen. And that really helped me to step more into that rather than being afraid or of shutting down those dreams that I kind of shut down after I went into the quote unquote real world.
Okay. Wow. So that's amazing. All right. So let's get back to this day when you learned of your full expression. So you learned to pull your chart. And then you mm-hmm. saw that information about your moon and what rising, and how did it come together of this is what I'm supposed to do? Because some people will just use that as information. How did you step into, okay, this is what I'm going to be doing a career or making a career of?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I personally have always been very philosophical and very much of let's look at the bigger picture. So if we do have all of this information, what is it that we can then put it into? And I think because I was already feeling all of that in my heart and in my body and my soul, that it was almost like you said, this information, this validation of, hey, here's this, and you feel that way and they match. So why not actually dream big and turn it into this thing that you desire to be? And the thing that's really cool about astrology is that you kind of know all of these different little pieces, and at whatever point in your life you're at, you can say, now I'm going to shift things into this. I'm going to shift things into this. I don't think that we have only one soul purpose our whole life. And our chart shows that too. Like there's many different things that you can pull from, and that, you know, one purpose might be being a wife. One purpose might be, you know, having a business or being a mother or just making people laugh on a day-to-day basis. You know, like it can be all of these different things. And it's the combination of all of that that make you and really are the essence of you.
Okay. That's good. That's true. You know, as I asked the question, I recognize how I became a life coach, almost the same thing. It was really interesting. And we were talking about my moon and my sun and my, you know, rising in a little bit so that we can give our listeners context, but it's almost the same thing. When you know, you know, you know what I mean? Yeah. Because in my situation, I read the newspaper and saw the name life coach. And right away I knew that's what I was supposed to do, you know?
Wow.
And at the time I thought that a life coach, teaches people how to live their life the best way. And then when I went to life coaching school, I found out that you never tell people things that you like, you let them figure it out for themselves by just directing them. So it's a little different. But when I saw that, I thought, wow, I can be a coach teaching people how to live fulfilling lives, which in the end, that's what we do. But yeah, so I can understand that you pairing a podcast and going back and doing something about it, just the same way I was reading a newspaper, And that has become, and I love being a life coach. I love what I do. I love learning. I love sharing. I love helping others. Yes. And, you know, so that's pretty good. All right. So the next question I have here is something that you alluded to a minute ago, that we can find our soul's purpose through astrology. But you also said a minute ago that our soul has many purposes. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know that, but I do know something similar where a lot of people, because as a life coach, I teach purpose as well. You know, everybody, you know, I tell people that they're not really fulfilled unless they're living their purpose. And it's very true. But people always think that their purpose is a big thing. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Their purpose is a big thing. You know, they have to change the world in some way. And I've learned that your purpose can be, just like you said, to be a wife or to be a mother or to be a support for somebody. It doesn't always have to be like an Elon Musk or somebody. Yeah. So talk to us about our many soul purposes.
Yeah, well, I think that there's so many roles that we take that sometimes we even forget that we're taking that role. You know, it's like being a good best friend who picks up the phone and listens, you know, that is something that we even see in the birth chart of, if you're going to be someone who's really empathetic, or if you're someone who's a little narcissistic, you know, or like we can kind of see these little hints in here of, okay, well, what is it that your soul really wanted to shine in this lifetime? And one of the really fun ways that we can, that I love doing this, that everyone who's listening can actually know too, is that when you look at your sun, so that's the most basic thing, your birthday. So for you being a Taurus, when you pull your chart, and you can go to my website, natalieholbrookwellness.com, to pull your chart for free, and you'll see that your sun is in what's called a house. And the house, there are these little triangles in the chart. It's, the chart is, you know, a circle, and it's broken up into 12 pizza slices, let's say, like little triangles. And whatever house that sun is in is showing where you directly shine. And so for you, Myrna, yours shines in the first house. And the first house is the house of, you're going to just be like, of course, personal development.
You're kidding me. Oh my God.
Personal development. And it's also about, it's about you. It's about you learning what is your path. And then it's also about the physical body. So if you've been on a journey with, you know, maybe your health or with fitness or, you know, how it is that you even perceive yourself, that's a really big one too, of really having to say, I transform who I once was to who I am now, and probably becoming many different iterations of that in between.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing, because you said you listened to a couple of my episodes, but I start off my episodes by saying where I came from. As you know, I was born in Guyana. Guyana is a third world country, is a very poor country. And I was born in poverty. Then I was abused as a child. So yes, my story is that I transformed myself from that into here. And I've always been into personal development. You know, my thing when I was growing up was, can I, which is constant and never ending improvement. So which is why when I saw the word life coach, I'm thinking, wow, that's what I'm supposed to do. And I've also been in fitness. I used to run a track, everything actually.
Wow.
Track, jumping, whatever. And I started in elementary school in track in Guyana, you know, one school. So they didn't have the three that we have here. But so it wasn't really elementary. It was just school. But I was on the track team, and I was always been in fitness. And I still walk a 5K mile, and I go to the gym. And yes, fitness has always been a part of me. So that was dead on. I definitely have to, can you email me that? Or you said we need to go on your website, which is natalieholbrook.com.
NatalieHolbrookWellness.com.
Wellness. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. I'll send you everything. Yeah.
Pull your chart. So yes. For most of us, learning a second language in high school or college wasn't exactly a high point in our academic careers. I learned Spanish in high school and, of course, forgot most of it as an adult. Now, thanks to Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions, there's an addictively fun and easy way to learn or relearn a new language. Whether you're traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way with family, or just want to build new brain connections. Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world. Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it a perfect way to learn a new language on the go. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. I love the way Babbel makes learning fun. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Right now, save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/transform. That's babbel.com/transform for up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. I remember how easy it was to find jobs and apply for jobs right there on the spot. LinkedIn Jobs is the best place to find jobs if you're looking and the best place to find qualified candidates if you're hiring. Then just add your job with the purple hashtag hiring to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. LinkedIn makes finding the right candidate easy with simple tools like screening questions so you can focus on applicants with just the right skills and experience and quickly prioritize who you like to interview and hire. If you want to finish the year strong, finding the right man or woman for the job is the first step. LinkedIn Jobs help you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/transform. That's linkedin.com/transform to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. As women, we are entering in take care of it season. School is back. The holidays are around the corner. We got to prepare lunches, drop kids off at school, and head to work. When do we find a time for self-care? This is where FitBod comes in. FitBod's smart workout app scientifically tailors an exercise program for your goals, equipment, and schedule, so you can make yourself a top priority. I walk a 5K every morning, and I know that though, even though walking is good, I need strength training. So now when I go to the park, FitBod has customized workouts for me using my body weight. I now have exercises to work out my glutes, triceps, abs, and lower back. And they are awesome. It's like having my own personal trainer. I watch the videos and then I do the workout. I can see my muscle uses, recovery, achievements, and workout streaks right there in the app. For less than the cost of one session with a personal trainer, you can get a full year of personalized workouts with FitBod. FitBod works on your iOS and Android devices. Take care of yourself first with personalized workouts from FitBod that improve as you do. Get 25% off your subscription or try out the app for free when you sign up at fitbod.me/transform. That's 25% off your subscription or try it at fitbod.me/transform. This episode is brought to you by the Jordan Harbinger Show. Want a new podcast to look forward to every week? One that's entertaining, informative, and packed with actionable content? Of course you do. The average podcast listener has 6 shows in rotation,
so you're most likely not only listening to the Transform Your Mind podcast. So I'd love to share a podcast to add to your list. The Jordan Harbinger Show, a top shelf podcast named Best in Apple in 2018. Jordan dives into the minds of fascinating people, from athletes, authors, and scientists, to mobsters, spies, and hostage negotiators. I really think there isn't a better podcast to listen to casually or seriously to expand your worldview. He's also got a strangely relatable weekly segment called Feedback Friday, where he covers advice on everything from relationships and networking to asking for a raise. You can't go wrong with adding the Jordan Harbinger Show to your rotation. It's incredibly interesting. There's never a dull show. Search for the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's HARBINGER on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I definitely, and you know what, which is basically why I love the signs and all these different things, because like I said, people talk about the your birth sign. So tell us more about that, because I'm curious about that. You talked about the Taurus, which is basically my birth sign, mm-hmm. and you talked about where my moon was mm-hmm. Based on my birth date. And mm-hmm. I think did you look at the time that I was born in order to pull yes. where my sun was?
Yeah. So for us to get your full chart, you always need the birthday, the full birthday, the date, the month, the year, and then the time, and then the city and state or country. And then that's how we pull everything. So then we can see the whole chart and we see your moon. And now this is going to be funny to you too, and make so much sense, because your moon is in Libra. And Libra is the sign all about partnership. And partnership, and it can be kind of two ways, where it's like partnership of you and, you know, your romantic partner, you and a close friend, you and a group of people, or even doing a podcast is one of the most Libra things ever, because it's the two of us having an intimate conversation where other people are listening. So that's all about Libra. Now, Libra also is very, very good at business and very good at negotiations and sales, because Libra is also very charismatic. It kind of like knows how to read people. It's almost like it knows how it quote unquote should be. And so it can step into that character, and it's an air sign. So Taurus is an earth sign. So it makes you very grounded, and people see you as grounded. And when they're in their presence, they feel that there's this groundedness, but running through you is this air, this mental stimulation, where you're able to quickly think of questions and read the room and have the intuition about the person and, you know, be able to really connect. So that's your moon sign. That's really what is kind of like.
I am definitely doing my purpose, because that's what makes me a good interviewer, because mm-hmm. I, you know, and I thought that I got that from my coaching training, because as a coach, they teach you to listen and dial in and pick up things that the person is not saying, but you can see from their body language and their reactions or whatever. So I know that I'm a very good interviewer, because I actually dial in to who I'm interviewing, and everybody says, oh, you ask some really great questions. That's because I'm dialed in, right? And I thought that I got that from my coach training, but what you're saying, I was born this way.
Baby, you were born this way. Yes. And you probably even noticed that when you learned those skills, you were like, oh, I kind of already knew this. Or maybe it even was just unlocked within you. Like you already had it there, but someone had to just almost remind you of like, hey, do this. And you were like, oh yeah. And it came so naturally to you.
Well, that was because I was in sales for, you know, the better part of my adult life, which you also said it's part of what I'm supposed to be doing. So I was in sales. As in sales, you learn your personality is tweaked. You learn how to connect to people, because people have to buy somebody that they like. People buy from people that they like. So again, you're right. When I was in school for coaching, I thought that, you know, it's my skills from being a salesperson that somehow came together, kind of thing. But wow, you're just widening in my awareness today. That's amazing. And everybody likes to hear that, you know, they're on purpose and they're what they're doing is what they're supposed to do, you know. And it's very interesting. And as a coach, you know, I can probably definitely use your information, because just yesterday I was speaking to my niece and she was telling me that she wants to go into this. Her dream is to be a photographer. And I said to her, you know, as a coach, I know not to bash anybody's dreams, but I'm thinking to myself, you know, you don't just pick up and become a photographer at 28 when no time in your life has you ever even taken any pictures. You know what I mean? Mm. But you never know. Maybe she is thinking that way because her soul is pulling her there or something, you know?
Yes. And I want to say something for her and for everyone listening. I'm so glad that you brought this up, because 28 is actually a very crucial year. So wow. We go through something when we're 28, between 28 and 32, called the Saturn return. And what this is that there's a planet in the sky, Saturn. We've all heard of it, right? And what Saturn represents, so, you know, the sun represents who you are. The moon is your emotions. Saturn represents the kind of maturing process. And sometimes it will give us these difficult circumstances, or it will give us difficult emotions, or probably like your niece, she's probably, you know, with whatever she does now, there may be this instinct that she has where she's like, I just can't go another day of doing this or of living this way. I need to follow my dream of being a photographer. And you're like, where did this come from? Right.
That's I didn't see it, but that's what I thought. I mean, like, yes. Yeah.
and a lot of times this is what happens, where it's almost like we reach this pivotal point in the road of, okay, do I want to open up door 1, 2, or 3? And which road do I want to go down? Where door 1 is I stay the same and maybe I just feel like I'm not growing, and eventually something's going to happen to force me to change. Or I take the really scary new route and I open up the door and I go take the photography class, or maybe I go take work off for 2 months and I go on a sabbatical and create some amazing photos and submit them to National Geographic or whatever it might be. Or 3 is that I keep my job, but I
intuitive, because that's what she tells me she wants to work for.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
That's amazing. All right, Natalie, do your thing. You're doing very well.
Yeah, I don't know her. I don't know her niece, everybody.
That's exactly what she said. But anyway, yes, go ahead.
And then, you know, and then the kind of like safe yet still risky option is she stays with whatever work she has, and she goes and takes a photography class on the side, and on the weekend she goes off and does a little trip. So, you know, it's kind of like figuring out what those are. But 28 is this age where you start to really come into, wow, there's something different that I'm going to do here. And that's going to shape the rest of your life. Like, even if you look back at when you were 28, when I look back at when I was 28, there were these big things that happened. For me personally, I started working in technology, and I used to do sales also. And I did sales, and now I look back and I'm like, now that I have my own business, I had to learn how to do sales because it taught me how to create my own business, you know? And I met amazing connections who are still my allies to this day. And there's always these great things that happen. And sometimes there can be hard things. Sometimes it's really, you know, the life markers, where it's like between 28 and 32, you get married or you have a kid or you buy your house. Or it can be really difficult things. Maybe you deal with death, or maybe you go through a divorce, or, you know, something. But it's teaching you to become this higher version of yourself.
I'm going zone to zone, going zone for zone, guaranteed to bring it home like. Always on my grind, always on my shine, you can hit my line like. I'm going zone for zone, guaranteed to bring it home like. Always on my grind, always on my shine, you can hit my line like. Roll with us so you can roll and bend. Whatever you do, just keep rolling with a grin. Stack with lyrics, bust hard like a Mac-10. All in, 24-7, baby, we ball in. Shot call in from the top of the key. I pull up and bust everything to debris. Go hard in the game for as I can see. Gotta keep the game jumping like a jamboree. No copying me, got that immaculate flow. See, I hit them drums with the accuracy though. Stay connected, yeah, with the stainless blow. No slow-mo, I pack it up and get done. Never slow, every night taking the flight. Soaring like an eagle, building up my money height. Like diamonds in the night, I shine so bright. When the light hit the light, illuminate the right.
Is your dream to open your own business, but you don't know where to start? Are you ready to go after your business dreams today? Then keep listening. The Blueprint wants to show you the steps to start your business. We give you the blueprint to take charge of your business, educate yourself, and how to legitimize your business from scratch. Our detailed step-by-step online course will take you from being a business dreamer to a legitimate business owner in quick time. Our open enrollment is starting to fall, so you don't want to miss this opportunity. Head over to our website, accesstheblueprint.com, to learn more. The Blueprint looks forward to helping you educate yourself on the importance of starting your business. That website again is accesstheblueprint.com. Desk to Dawn Credit Repair is here to fix your credit needs. Good credit is important if you want to purchase a home, a vehicle, or just be approved for credit cards. Do you have any negative counts on your credit report that are causing you to have a low credit score and not be approved for loans? Then let Desk to Dawn Credit Services help you. We can solve all those problems for you and get you those 700 plus credit scores that you need for a good interest on your loan. You can start today with as little as $99. Head over to our website, dusktodawnacademy.com, or give us a call at 800-428-0006 to book your free consultation. We look forward to crushing those credit goals. That website again is dusttodawnacademy.com.
Whether it's by the moonlight or the candlelight, Moonlight Apparel will get you and your partner in the mood. Slip into something sexy and sensual, or playful and fun. With our incredible collection of our beautiful lingerie and intimate apparel, you'll find the perfect attention-grabbing garment to let you and your inner beauty shine. From the ultimate feminine to the edgy and elegant, our alluring apparel is guaranteed to set your heart on fire and make your evening sizzle. We offer an enticing clothing for men, too. At Moonlight Apparel, your passion is our passion. Visit us online at moonlightapparel.com.
Yeah, well, that's nice. As you were talking, I'm thinking, what did I do at 28? And then you said something that tweaked my memory. You know, I got married when I was 29 and had my daughter when I was 30. And that started, you know, a new path for me. So, yes. So I guess 28, I was getting ready to blossom.
Absolutely. And it's 28 to 32. So it's those 4 years. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's amazing. All right. Well, I'm loving this. I'm loving this conversation. All right. So let's go back to you for a minute, because you said that you were embodying your Gemini moon, being very curious, having lots of passions, and having to try out a few different careers before finding the one. So how can listeners use astrology to guide their careers? Let's touch a minute on what you talked about, the Libra that's running through me, because again, that's right on point. And when I was growing up, all my friends were Libras, and I wanted to know why that connection. And again, probably because I was attracting them, because they say that you attract people that are most like you or whatever, but all my friends in school were Libras, you know, and I'm glad that you said I have that Libra running through me, and the Libra helps you to, I'm trying to remember what you said. What is my Libra exactly? And how does that help me with my career? The Libra?
So okay. The moon is in Libra. So
the moon.
It's right. Really important to always know what we call your big three. So your sun is your obvious one. Your moon is your emotion. So think of that. It's like what you feel. It's almost like your insides, your core is a Libra. You know, if you're like a computer, you're running on the Libra hard drive, right? And so that's why all the Libras would flock to you, because you're like, hey, I'm that same system also. And Taurus and Libra are both ruled by the sign Venus. So there's this love for beauty. There's a love for love. There's a love for just, you know, art, music, dancing. And it's funny because all of so many of my best friends in high school also and in college were Libras too. So Taurus and Libra get along really well because we're Venus, you know, we love art and beauty and we notice the little things. And, you know, I see in your room, you have very, you're very color coordinated. We notice it.
Yeah. I like bright colors too. I wonder where that is.
Libra for sure.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. So for someone that's listening and they pull their chart and they find that their moon is in a certain place where, and that helps with their emotions. So we're talking about me. So give an example of maybe you or somebody else that's a little different from me that, you know, they pull their charts and their sun is in Aquarius and their moon is in Pisces or something. And what would that tell them about what they're supposed to do with their lives, whether it's your soul, where their soul is aspiring to do, or what they're supposed to do as far as careers?
Yeah. So there's a couple of other planets that I want to pull in about career because moon is really what you need deep down. So we can say with you for your Libra moon, you need to feel connection with people, you know, in your job. If you were just working, analyzing data all in a room by yourself, you would die. Like you would feel so isolated and like, where I have all these gifts. I need to talk to people. I need to connect, you know? If for me, for example, as a Gemini moon, I need to have a lot of variety. So for me, every single day is different. Every client session I do, every birth chart reading, it's all different. So I'm able to really thrive on that because Gemini is all about, Gemini is kind of like a radio dial where it's like, how is it that you're different? You know, how do we say, oh, I'm going to listen to R&B and then I'm going to listen to jazz and I'm going to listen to country. Like you want to have a little bit of everything. And so with that, you know, we could go through all the signs and say kind of what every person would need, but also a thing that's really good to look at on the chart is to see where is, well, there's two things that are really good. One is to say, where is your Venus sign? Because Venus is how you're going to like making money. So we can be on our purpose, but we also want to say, how can I get paid for this? So for you have your Venus in the sign of Cancer, and Cancer is the archetype of the mama. And so it's taking care of people, it's guiding people, it's being very nurturing, and it's having close relationships as well. So I'm sure that a lot of your clients probably might even feel like family, or they look to you as this, you know, super, super close person where they get to be intimate with and they get to have these like amazing conversations about, and that's how you get to thrive making your money. And for me, my Venus is actually also in Gemini. So the more that I talk to people, connect to people, do a variety of things, that's also how I get to thrive. So you want to look at your Venus sign as well. And then the other piece of this that's really important is to look at the planet Jupiter. And Jupiter is where we have our expansion. So like I was saying, or like you read, that mine is in that Pisces sign, yours is in Scorpio. And where we have Jupiter, a lot of people or a lot of astrologers will say that Jupiter is like the Santa Claus of the zodiac because it brings us gifts. Like that's what our gifts are in. And so for you being in Scorpio, Scorpio is all about transformation. And what do you do as a life coach? You transform people.
Are you making
people.
This up?
No. I would not be able to speak so quickly about it if I was making it up.
You're kidding me. Right. Oh my goodness. Yes. Transformation. You know, that word just popped into my psyche one day. And my original show was supposed to be called Mindset Transformations. But when I uploaded it to iTunes, the name was too long. And then I changed it to Transform Your Mind. But transformation is the main topic of the show. So that's amazing.
Yes. Yes. It's all about transformation. And then on top of that, it's in the seventh house, which is the house of relationships. So you're transforming people through your relationship with them.
Yes.
And Scorpio also is very powerful. Scorpio, I like to call the alchemist and the mystic because it's almost like you're able to turn anything that one might have looked as garbage or a very difficult kind of breaking point. A lot of Scorpio energy, it has to hit rock bottom. And, you know, you talked about how you went through poverty and you transformed and you were at what most people, especially living in the US, if they're like a middle-class person, could not even fathom a life like that, you know? And here we read about it, or we hear you talk about it, and it's like, wow, you went from the lowest that someone might have been at to now reaching this high peak and inspiring others and helping them to do that too. So it's beautiful how it all manifests and how you've been able to manifest it.
That's amazing. Thank you. And, you know, just circling back to the piece, whenever I do like my personality chart or whatever it's called, I come out as the nurturer.
Wow. You know? Of course.
And, yeah. So I have very good relationships with my children and friends and things like that. But and you're right. When I'm doing coaching, I almost don't want to take money because I just love helping people and love seeing into them and love helping them have their aha moments and transform their lives and all that stuff. So I'm in the right place. So you amazing. All right. So excuse me. So what you're saying is someone needs to know where their sun is. They need to know where their moon is. They need to know where Jupiter is. And they need to know what is their expansion. Mm-hmm, so they need to know about four things. Mm-hmm. And then what happens?
So this is what's really fun is that, right. And this is why I also like to say, you know, astrology is 50% the chart, and then you have your free will, because someone could have the exact same chart as you. Let's say that you had a twin and you're born at the same time. So you come out. But my favorite analogy that I thought of one night is that it's kind of like sheet music. We would give one to Beyonce and give one to Freddie Mercury, and you're going to get two totally different songs, right? Yeah. Even though it could be the same exact composition, someone is going to play it out a lot differently. And that's where kind of like the nurture versus nature comes in, where, you know, because you have this Jupiter in Scorpio, for you, it's like you had this big transformation. For someone else, they might have hit rock bottom and stayed there, you know, or maybe they transformed in a different way, because Scorpio also was very musical and very poetic. Maybe they wrote poetry and that was their way of coming out, you know, that was their way of transforming themselves. So it can all kind of be in really different ways. So you take this and you use this as, okay, now that I know that I have this particular energy, it's like I have it on my side. It's my tool. Mm-hmm. How can I use this to my advantage? And a good thing for everybody, if you're learning astrology, is to look up, you know, really get into the definitions of all of these planets, and then look up your own chart and look at, well, what does it mean if it's in this sign? And listen to what is the higher octave of this? What is the kind of the superpower of this and how you can use that? So for example, I have my Jupiter in Pisces, which we talked about in the beginning. The shadow of it is the loneliness, right? But the higher octave of it, the superpower of it, is very big imagination. And it's also extremely intuitive. And so I get to say, wow, I get to pull into my imagination, my creativity. You know, another thing that eventually I know I'm supposed to do in this lifetime is to actually write screenplays. And that's something that is going to be, you know, coming into the world, right? That will be something that I tap into that. But I know right now it's not the time. So sometimes you get to say, okay, cool. I know that this dream that I have is validated because I see it in my chart, but it doesn't mean that I have to do it right now. Or there's another way of like, okay, I feel that this is what I'm supposed to do right now. And that's when you also follow your gut instincts. And you listen to yourself. And it's almost like the chart is like a treasure map. So you know that you have these tools. It's just the when is up to you.
Okay. Good point about some people hitting rock bottom and staying there. And in the coaching world, most people do, you know what I mean? Because they don't have the energy and the fortitude to fight. You know what I mean? Because you have to fight and you have to do the work in order to get out of wherever it is. But one of the things I'm thinking as you're talking is that your soul is like, it's like a pull, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say that you are here to transform the world in some way, right? Or birth a child and support them to become president. That's a rule too, right?
Totally.
So, right. So is there going to be this pull, like a magnetic pull, that will be pulling you to what you're supposed to do? Or it just uses free will?
I think there's 100% a magnetic pull, 100%. Okay. And I think that here's what we have to do as humans. We want to listen to our monkey brain all the time. We want to get on social media. We want to, you know, be distracted or go to this event or this thing and this thing. And so many people are not just taking time to just sit with themselves and be and say, I'm going to actually just relax or meditate or pray or write down my manifestations or whatever that is for you to have the time where you have space to connect with the universe or connect with God or, you know, whatever you want to call it. To me, it's all the same thing, but really listening to hearing that still small voice, that's then going to kind of push you a little bit and to really looking at everything as it's happening for me instead of to me and looking at things as a sign. So for example, a few months ago, I had adrenal fatigue really, really, really bad. And I had been at kind of this peak of my career where I was working with tons of people. I had this whole idea of what I was supposed to be doing. And all of a sudden I got so sick to the point that for basically 2 months, I couldn't get out of bed. It was that bad. And I finally had to say, okay, God, like I surrender, whatever this is supposed to be, show me the next thing. And within a matter of a month, it was that I was supposed to move out of North Carolina where I had been living. I was basically like the way that I was able to leave my house was miraculous. I didn't have to pay to break the lease or anything like that. My sister who lives out here in Southern California in Venice Beach happens to be gone for 2 months and is like, you can stay at my house and figure things out, you know? And all of a sudden I came out and my adrenal fatigue feels like it's fully gone now. And it's like these instances that happen only happen if you listen and if you trust and if you stop fighting, because sometimes it's like, we think that everything's in our control. We think everything is in our power, but really it's in the surrender and remembering that, hey, we're not alone. And I don't just mean you're not alone because you have your family or your best friend or your husband or your partner, but you're not alone because you have the higher forces that created you in this lifetime to say, we're going to co-create together. And you have to almost kind of create that space to let them take part and listen to the pull and take the time and pause. I think that there's so much magic in this sacred pause.
Yeah, I agree. And we're all directed. And that's obviously what happened. You know, you got sick where you had to sit and then the universe opened up the doors for you to transition. And when you came on as soon as I saw you today, I said, wow, you are healthy looking. You must be from California. You look great. And you said, what did you say? You told me something. All right. You stopped drinking alcohol 5 years ago. But whatever it is, it's shining through you and it's shining through you because you're on purpose. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And you're right. The fatigue is all gone because now you're going towards that magnetic pull because whenever you're going away from what you're supposed to do, that's when you feel bad. You've had the negative emotions. You don't feel like you're flowing. You feel like you're paddling upstream. And so that is perfect. All right. So how can we find our purpose, pain points, greatest wounds, and natural gifts through the timing of astrology? So we talked about our purpose already. So maybe we can talk about our natural gifts. Is that where we were talking about our emotions? In the Libra, I mean, the moon, is that where gifts comes from? The moon or the sun or Venus?
There's so many of it that's tied together, but it's definitely our Venus because our Venus is what we enjoy. And so what we enjoy is what we're naturally good at. Right. And I would also say that it can even be our Mars sign. And the Mars sign is what gets us excited. It's what energizes us. Now, there's always kind of two ways that we can look at this. So we say, well, what sign is it in? And then what house is it in? So when we look at yours, your Mars is also in Cancer. So that means that with Venus, you're like, I love helping people. I love taking care of people. I love being a mother. I love being this mother figure to other people. You might have even in your lifetime had to kind of remother yourself to some type of extent, because whenever people have a lot of this Cancer energy, there's something where there's an element of, you know, you have to almost take on how is it that I can be the type of mother to myself, whether that means something with, you know, teaching yourself how to cook, teaching yourself how to eat something better, teaching yourself how do I live, right? Like the things that our moms are quote unquote supposed to teach us, you got to do. And that's going to show us too, okay, well, you have a gift here. And then we look at the house. Now, this is funny also because this is in the house of communication. So that means that you get excited about communication and you love communication. And also this is the house of different languages. This is the house of siblings. This is the house of anything that's local. So it's kind of like if you're in that local area, you want to make friends with your neighbors. You want to make friends with, you know, you go to the store and you know the mailman's name or you know, something like that, where it's very much tied together. And then we also look at your what's called the North Node. And the North Node is where we're moving towards in this lifetime. Now, this is also a part of the purpose. And the North Node for you is also in Libra. So you have a strong amount of this Libra and Cancer type of energy. And then we have something called the South Node, which is if we were to say that you have a past life or the gifts that you've naturally brought into this world, yours would be the opposite of Libra, which is Aries. And I know this is getting a little bit confusing, but we would say that you have these natural gifts of Aries because that's an energy that you've done before, you know? And Aries energy is independence. It's being a trailblazer. It's being someone who's a fighter and a warrior and who's going to go for it. It's also very athletic. So it makes sense that, you know, you ran and jumped and all of that. Mm-hmm. And it's someone who is really here to kind of to blaze their own trail, to say, I'm going to do this and I don't care what anybody else says. And there's a little bit of this selfishness, but in a positive way, right? Like we have to some at points in our lives be selfish because you got to take care of number one, right? You have to be like, well, this is my life. And so then you're also letting go. And this is one of the things that we can look at. What are the challenges? Is you're letting go of any of the shadow sides of Aries. And the shadow sides of Aries are being too self-obsessed, or it's being too a little bit like impulsive and compulsive of like, I just have to do this thing right now. And I don't care like what's in the way and not really thinking about things. And it can be very, very fiery that sometimes it could say things that all of a sudden it might regret later or hurt people unintentionally. So then you're moving into the Libra energy, which also would make sense as to why you have a lot of Libra friends, because instead it's saying, okay, well, it's not actually all about me anymore. I had to go through that. Especially we go through these things kind of in like childhood, teenage years. And then around that Saturn return time, 28, 30 is when we move into, okay, let's try partnership. Let's really get into what does it mean to work collectively and together and learn how to do business, learn how to negotiate, really learn how to compromise in order to create balance and harmony in this lifetime.
Sounds good. That was a lot there, but yeah, that sounds, yeah, that sounds really good. Wow. So that's why someone needs you with this experience. They can't just go pull their chart and, you know, figure all these things out. So that's perfect for, you know, talk about your school. So what is Psyche and how do you help others with Psyche?
Yes. So Psyche is this incredible modality that basically uses muscle testing in order for us to test out what is something that you believe. So for example, we could see in your chart that because you are a Libra moon, that maybe one of the shadows of that could have been that there could have been some level of codependency in your life, or that maybe people were codependent upon you, or something that's maybe in the shadow side of relationships. Does that resonate at all?
Well, I was never codependent, but people were probably codependent on me.
Yes. Okay.
I was always an independent woman, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So blazing my own path. Right.
Yes.
Right.
100%. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so we could say something, or we could even use like transformation. Like there's all these things that we can see in your chart that mm-hmm. will show us something that may be some type of belief that potentially may not be like a healthy belief. Or there's two different ways that we can do this. One is that we know that we want to transform something that's stressful in your life. And so we can see in the chart that, oh, okay, well, this thing might be hard for you, right? And then we can also use an affirmation or a goal statement. So let's say that even just, you know, a big one for a lot of people is I am enough, or I am worthy, or, you know, yeah. especially like I am worthy of love. I am worthy of money, you know, like so many of the things that people have blocks around. I am worthy of great
health. Number one is the number one thing. I am not enough, or yes, I'm not worthy. Right. It's the number one thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And so then we would talk a little bit about, you know, we could see in your chart, well, is it because of A, B, or C that mm-hmm. you feel this way? And then what we do is we actually will muscle test, and we can do this virtually where I my subconscious will ask you or whoever my client is that I'm working with, their subconscious, for permission to muscle test on their behalf. And now it sounds very woo-woo, but it actually is very scientific within, hey, it's just our subconscious saying, can I do this for you? And so typically then we'll muscle test and we'll get a positive or a negative or a strong or a weak. And then the person will move through living out that experience and saying, you know, I am worthy or I am enough. And then they go into some type of kinesthetic movement. And what I mean by that is they'll maybe have their arms crossed or their legs crossed. And that is going to put you into a hypnotized type of state for your neurons to rewire as you're thinking this new statement, I am enough. And I always like to even guide people through a little visualization of, well, what would it look like when you are enough? What would it feel like? And as you know, we were talking about the episode that you had where it's really feeling about what it is that you want to manifest. And so maybe if feeling I am enough is you, you know, tripling your income, or that all of a sudden you have love, or maybe your relationship with your family gets better, that those types of things start happening. And you sit in that while you're crossing your legs or your arms, because this is rewiring your neurons as you're doing that. And you're just in that focus. And I swear, Myrna, the results that I've seen are life-changing. It happened for me. I had an eating disorder for 15 years, and this was the only thing. It was a binge eating disorder. So I would just binge eat so much, and then I would starve myself for 2 days or something. And I was at the point where I was like, I was 33 years old, and I was like, I am going crazy. This is the only thing in my life that's stopping me from reaching my potential. And I know that. And I had a friend who had just learned this technique, and she was like, well, we could try this. And we went and had a session. And ever since then, I haven't looked back. And
it completely shifted.
One session. That was great. Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay. Yes. So that's what you teach in your school. So talk to us about your podcast, the Cosmic Earth Podcast and the Cosmic Earth School of Astrology.
Yes. So the Cosmic Earth School of Astrology is a school that was held live last year. And now people, as of actually tomorrow, so they can buy the school for replay, and you can learn how to read your own birth chart. And we go in depth into all of the planets, all of the signs, all of the houses, everything that we talked about, so that you can really start to piece together everything. And with the school, if you were to purchase it online, there's also an option to get, you know, additional sessions and help with me, so that you can, we can really kind of piece this together. And I can go in and, as you guys have heard, use my intuition to really tap into what's good for you. And then on my podcast, the Cosmic Earth Podcast, we do the same thing where I will talk about once a week what's going on in the cosmos, and then have amazing guests on like yourself to talk about what else is happening there and how to read their chart and just learn more.
Okay. That's amazing. Both great tools, because you have basically piqued my interest, and I'm pretty sure anyone that's listening, because a lot of times you feel this disconnect, and maybe you feel the disconnect because you're not going, you're not flowing in what your sign said you're supposed to do, what your soul purpose is supposed to do. So having a guide, which is great, you know, that's basically what, and then sometimes you need just confirmation, because basically what our conversation has done is confirmed for me that I'm in the right place, you know? So even with confirmation, it gives you the confidence to go ahead with what you're supposed to do and maybe, you know, blaze your own path. So, so your school, as well as your podcast, is a very good thing for anyone that wants to, you know, to change their lives or transform their lives or make it better. Or, you know, I gave an example of my niece. You know, you might be thinking that the job that you're doing right now is not what you're supposed to do, but you're not sure. So one way to find out is to see, you know, where your signs are, where your moon is and your sun is, Jupiter and all these, and Venus and all these things that I'm just learning today. So, if you need to know that information, then you definitely need to hook up with Natalie, listen to her podcast, and also, you know, go to her school and learn to understand your chart and understand what you're supposed to be here to do. So thank you, Natalie. It was a very great and exciting conversation. And, you know, I have a little bit more knowledge than when I started. So how can listeners connect with you online? Give us your website. And also, you give it before, but you can repeat it again. and your social media handles.
Yes. So my website is natalieholbrookwellness.com. And that is where people can connect with me. And also you can pull your own birth chart for free. There's a little icon that says map my chart, and you can go there and map your own birth chart. And I'm very active on social media, on Instagram at Rise with Natalie. And that's a great way. And I also offer, you know, astrology readings and psych case sessions and one-on-one coaching. I love doing the one-on-one coaching. I work with people in 6 month containers to truly transform their lives using the astrology and the psyche.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell that you perform a very valuable service, because it's a skill and not everybody can do it. It's a skill that you have mastered, and everybody needs some help, you know? Everybody needs some help. So thank you for reading me and, you know, doing it on the air. And definitely I would like a copy of that. So I'm definitely going to go on your website and pull mine and maybe pin it to my wall.
Yes. Frame it.
So that's great. So listen, thanks again, Natalie, for being on the show. Listen, if you missed any of our conversation and you would like to, read a transcript, just head over to the show page, which is blog.myhelps.us. You will see links to Natalie's site, as well as a transcript of our conversation, as well as you will find the links there to our sponsors for the show today, so that you can definitely take advantage of the offers. So Natalie, thank you again for coming on the show. Good luck with your podcast yourselves, and good luck with your business, and thanks for the connection.
thank you. This was such a joy and so fun. I love your chart, and I love how you've been able to bring it to life in the way that you have. It's beautiful. Thank you, Myrna.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for sharing that with me. All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in to the Transform Your Mind to Transform Your Life radio, podcast, and television show. Today, we looked at astrology as one way to transform your life, and it is wonderful. So if you've never looked into it, then you should. It can take you places that you've never gone before. So until next
time. It's out of this world.
Yes, exactly. Out of the world. Right. Exactly. So until next time, namaste.